This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Derek Scherer is the general manager for the St. Paul Saints. He joins us now. How are you, D?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. This is a fun time of the year, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. We're counting the days.
Now, if they would not have come to a labor, if there had been a labor impasse, you still would have had a season, right?
Yeah, we were playing ball regardless. The labor concerns really only impacted the 40-man roster for each major league team. So, MLB was still planning on fielding their minor league franchises.
How would that have worked? You'd have just not had access to the, not that it matters now, but you would have not had access to the 40-man, and that would have been it?
Exactly. There's a little bit of overlap between that major league 40-man roster and the Triple-A roster. So those 7, 8, 9 guys that are on that 40-man roster would have still been locked out. But fortunately, we're looking at an opening day and for Major League Baseball, as well as the opening day we have scheduled.
And now, right now, obviously the Twins are, you know, making up their roster. They made a deal today to get Chris Archer, et cetera. But how does that, do you watch closely to try to figure out who's going to be on your roster, or is that not nearly as important as just thinking about how we're going to sell this product as opposed to who's going to be on the roster?
It's a little bit of both. You know, that's one of the exciting things about being the Twins AAA affiliate, is that connection to the Major League franchise and that level of talented player. And certainly the moves that have been made at the Major League level over the last couple of weeks, some really exciting moves, has solidified a lot of positions at the Major League level with Major League level talent and experience. So that, what that lets us know is that there's an opportunity for us to see some of the absolute top prospects in the organization wearing the Saints uniform to start the season.
For example, Royce Lewis has already been designated to St. Paul, correct?
Yeah. So far, that's what we're seeing. You know, there's still a few days left in camp, and who knows if a move gets made at the last second. But Royce is a player that we expected to see last year for the majority of the season, and, of course, the injury kept him out. So, if he ends up wearing that Saints uniform, our fans are going to be very fortunate to have an opportunity to watch that kid play.
2 years ago, they had the inner squad, basically the inner squad season, because they, you know, COVID, they had to play each other. Did you watch much of that?
I was fortunate. We served as the alternate
training. You were the host. I just didn't know if you got out to see it.
Well, my office is in a position such that I can sneak a peek every now and then out to the field, and man, God, there's some real talent in the Twins minor league system, and we're excited to be able to put them out at CHS Field.
And what would they do? Were they playing games every day? What did they do? Were they just amongst each other?
A little bit of both sides of it. They there were some training, some actual training drills, that type of skills and drills type activity, but then they also played a lot of ball. They had enough players at the alternate training site to be able to play games, and so you know, it was a lot of they throw on the pants, take off, get out of the t-shirts and shorts and throw on the pants and jersey and actually play games. So as hard as 2020 was, which, you know, was hard for everybody, that was one little silver lining with the opportunity to watch those guys play out at CHS Field.
Yeah, because in 2020, you still had a season in Sioux Falls, basically, right?
We did, yeah. We were playing still. That was our last year as an independent ball club, and we played about half of our season out in Sioux Falls before things changed here in the state of Minnesota that allowed us to begin playing to capacities of about 1,500 people.
Yeah, I remember. But I don't you just hate even thinking about those days? I mean, it's just. I know we did what the best we could, but it's just depressing to think about.
It's, you know what, Mike? It's both one of the most depressing things to think about, what we all went through in all businesses, all walks of life, what we all went through during the summer of 2020 and obviously into the beginning of 2021. For us with the Saints, it's also one of the years that we're most proud of. There were some things that year that we were able to accomplish working with the state of Minnesota, the governor's office, the health officials, to be able to provide some
relief.
yeah, for families to get out to the ballpark, whether it was to see a movie and a fireworks show or to actually watch a ball game. So you're right. It's one of the most depressing things to think about, but there's a little piece of me that's a little bit proud of what we're able to accomplish that year.
What was last year like to have that AAA team? There was a little bit different as to when they started, I know, as opposed to when they start this year, all those things, but what was it like?
It was amazing. I mean, you know how proud we are of our history as an independent, but it was so exciting to be able to do what we always did as an entertainment operation, but then to be able to field a team with the top prospects in the Twins organization and to play against teams with the top prospects in those organizations. So that was incredible. The relationship with the Twins, I think the Twins would tell you it worked exactly how they hoped it would, having the proximity such as it is. The challenges we ran into, you know, we didn't know until the middle of March whether we were going to be able to entertain fans in the ballpark. Twins were in the same boat at Target Field. And then when we did open in May, we opened up a month late, and we were opening up to some limited capacities. But by the time we got into the summer, June, July, August, it felt amazing, and fans were filling the seats, and the players were, you know, the opportunity to see that level of talent was incredible. So now here we are heading into 2022 with a full off season as a AAA affiliate, knowing what to expect out of the upcoming season. 150 game schedule, 75 at home. You know, we've never played in April.
People forget this. This is new to the Saints. You were a June, July, August season.
Yeah. We you know, we used to stack the deck a little bit in favor of our in favor of the weather. But this year we're gonna, I think, as we say where I grew up in Indiana, we're gonna get our comeuppance a little bit with. Some cool weather in April, but we'll figure out a way to deal and have some fun.
Now, last year when you know, obviously you got the transaction page going all the time, and you're not quite sure who they're going to need on a given day. But it's not your call. Do you get used to that real quick that you don't have to get involved in that piece of it?
Yeah, that wasn't all that difficult to let go of. Not having to.
Figure out how somebody's going to catch a plane to come in and play that night, whatever, right?
Right. Not having to worry about that piece of it. Now, you did have to worry about several other changes. You know, you got to worry about the video board, the uniform, the minor league teams are somewhat involved in assisting with housing arrangements and things along those lines. So you do have to make some moves and make sure that player is coming in as smoothly and comfortably as possible. We're fortunate being in the same town or the same cities as our major league affiliates, so they're also incredibly helpful in that process. But certainly different than when you're making that move on your own for your team.
Derek Scherer is our guest, general manager of the St. Paul Saints, of course, Twins AAA team. Now, part of the uniqueness of CHS Field that maybe gets understated, or you understand it, people on the outside looking in might not think about it, is there's several profit centers there because you have such great banquet facilities, and you can host a luncheon, a banquet, a graduation, a wedding, whatever it is people want, you can facilitate there. How much of that has been lost in this, and is that coming back at all? Because that's just pure business transactions.
Yeah, certainly. We have what's called the Securian Financial Club there at CHS Field. Overlooks the ballpark. During games, it's a season ticket space, a premium area for fans to be able to sit outside on the seat deck or go inside and eat and drink and catch another game on TV while they're taking a break from our ball game, or catch the Twins game during an inning break of the Saints game, whatever it might be. So, but during the off season, you're right, Mike, we use that for you name it: weddings, civic meetings. We've had bar mitzvahs, we've had receptions, things along those lines. And yeah, we've started to see a lot of that come back, as well as other events scheduling for the ballpark. And it's interesting; it's actually coming back with almost a new energy, even from before the pandemic. So there are definitely event promoters out there looking to host events. We have a concert scheduled in June, and we have an event scheduled in August that involves or late July called Nitro Circus. That's motorcycles and ramps and things along those lines. So there are a lot of on top of those 75 baseball games. CHS Field is going to be pretty busy, and I feel like a lot of it is coming off of the pandemic with energy for activity and reasons to be outside having fun.
You know, that's one thing if you're trying to measure this. I think the high school season was an interesting study because when you gave people good games, they were packing the house. I mean, I went to, I don't know how many basketball games this year, and if it was a decent game, you just got the feeling that people wanted to be somewhere. You know, they wanted to be somewhere where they could cheer and let some steam off. And as you saw the section play, it was the same kind of a thing.
Yeah.
People just they wanted in on whatever it is that they could get in on. And I think it'll continue to evolve, especially as the weather gets nicer in terms of baseball, that you'll see that same thing, because we have learned something here, Derek. And, you know, what Mike Beck always believed, people want to be together and have fun, right?
Yeah, and that's what we're actually in the business of is bringing people together for fun. This is actually the 30th season of this version of the St. Paul Saints, of the Mike Vick, Marv Goldklang, Bill Murray version of the Saints. 30 seasons of fun.
Wow.
So you're right, and we certainly learned how much we missed it when we couldn't have it. So it's exciting to see it coming back, seeing the high school basketball games, no question. The energy there, and what's been a lot of fun here over the past couple of months is the sports community, the sports franchises in the Twin Cities is
they're not sitting around waiting, are they?
They're delivering, right? I mean, we've got an NBA team getting ready for the playoffs, an NHL team getting ready for the playoffs. You've got a Major League Baseball team out there making moves to put together a playoff roster. So this is a pretty fun sports market right about now.
It's a great sports market right now, and you don't know where it's going day to day, but it's just fun to kind of get on board. You see the Twins signed Chris Archer today and Carlos Correa last week and all those things, and it gets people buzzing and thinking about and talking about and all those things. Now, Toby Gardner is your manager. I saw him down at spring training. How many conversations do you have with him during it, or don't you really need to involve yourself with him right now?
During spring training, we don't need to bother Toby all that much. It's once we start, this week and last week we start touching base a little bit, just letting them know what to expect here for the first couple of weeks of the season. There'll be some things that we're asking of the players, some opportunities to meet the season ticket holders, some opportunities to do some things out in the community with us, and we're starting to schedule travel. Of course, part of being in AAA baseball is you do travel nationally. So we like to keep Toby involved in those conversations so he can help make decisions that he thinks works best for the roster. Our first trip is to Louisville, Kentucky. The team, the Saints roster rolls in here to the Twin Cities on Friday. They'll be in town for a couple days, and then they hit the road for Louisville, Kentucky for a week before they come back here.
Well, that's right. You guys play the long series now, don't you?
We do. And I got to be honest with you, players, coaches, player development staff, front office staffs at the minor league level. It really was a successful experiment last year, and I think it's going to be around for a while, those six-game series, Tuesday through Sunday.
Well, for player development standpoint, I guess it makes sense, except you might see the same starting pitcher a couple times, huh?
Yeah, you're gonna see a couple of pitchers, at least one you're going to see two times. The man that the players love that off day on Monday, you have a guaranteed travel day. You know you're getting out of town on Sunday. Worst-case scenario, Monday morning, and you're going to have the majority of Monday off every single week of the season. So players seem to really enjoy it.
Last question. I don't know how many trips that you made or your chance to get to see the league, but I'm just wondering, based on what you saw or know, how does CHS compare to the other AAA facilities and stadiums?
It's right there at the top. There are some great ballparks out there at the AAA level. Charlotte, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, Indianapolis, Indiana. These are some world-class. Las Vegas just built a new ballpark not that long ago. These are some world-class ballparks, but CHS Field is right there with them. The only thing that CHS Field was missing was some of the player amenities that are required for this new world of Major League Baseball operated minor league baseball, or Major League Baseball's oversight of minor league baseball. And we've had an opportunity to invest here over the last year and a half to make sure that we are delivering virtually a major league experience for our players, certainly a AAA, but virtually a major league experience. So it's great. And last year the fans proved it out as far as the experience in the ballpark. St. Paul ended up fifth in overall attendance out of 120 minor league teams. So it was a lot of fun and great support from the fans to sort of it was a little bit of proving that this franchise and this fan base belonged in AAA baseball.
Well, I'm looking for – when's the Vexter coming to town?
Well, we're hoping to see him here in a couple of weeks. April 12th is opening night versus the Indianapolis Indians. We're expecting that Mike will be in town and hopefully the rest of the ownership family and group, and we'll have some fun.
Derek, appreciate it very much. We'll talk again soon, but it's fun to talk baseball.
Yeah, sure is. Thanks for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Derek Scherer, General Manager, St. Paul Saints.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.